Most playwright tests do not fail because automation is weak. They fail because the test environment does not represent the real user. Many teams run tests on a clean desktop browser with a large screen, stable internet, fast response time, and mouse-based interaction. The test passes, the report looks green, and the team feels confident. But real users may open the same application on a mobile browser with a smaller viewport, touch gestures, slower network, different device pixel ratio, orientation changes, and mobile-specific browser behavior. That is where desktop-only testing creates a dangerous confidence gap. Responsive testing is useful, but it is not the same as mobile testing. A resized desktop browser can show whether the layout adjusts, but it may not reveal tap issues, mobile menus breaking, sticky buttons covering important actions, slow mobile loading, or permission-based behavior. This is where Playwright device emulation becomes valuable. It helps QA teams simulate mobile-like conditions such as viewport, screen size, user agent, touch support, geolocation, locale, time zone, permissions, and color scheme. For CI/CD pipelines, this creates faster feedback. Teams can run desktop smoke tests, emulated iPhone or Pixel flows, tablet viewport checks, dark mode validation, and locale-based scenarios before defects reach production. But device emulation should not be misunderstood. It is not a complete replacement for real device testing. Real devices are still important for high-risk flows, hardware-specific issues, and final release confidence. The key message is simple. Future-ready QA is not about writing more tests. It is about writing tests that represent real users. And for modern web teams, Playwright device emulation is a serious advantage.